The UK shopkeepers can expect to rake in millions of pounds as customers rush to buy presents in the run-up to Christmas. And that's precisely why anti-poverty campaigners have chosen to target some of Britain's most famous high street brands.
It's the busiest shopping day of the year on Britain's busiest shopping street, Oxford Street in central London. And as you can see behind me, anti-poverty campaigners are targeting one of the UK's most famous brand names, Topshop. They say the owner of Topshop, Philip Green, isn't paying the taxes he should do at a time when the government is targeting the poor in their spending cuts.
Protesters gathered outside the store and invaded it. Then they started blowing whistles and chanting. Many were forcibly removed by private security guards and police. But the shop was forced to close its doors to customers, thus costing it a lot of money.
Topshop have avoided paying about £300 million in tax through Philip Green, who's been channeling it through Jersey and then to his wife in Monaco. So basically, there's enough tax that they're not paying that could finance the rise in school fees.
Overall, if you look at how much money is owed to our government from rich individuals and large corporations, altogether it adds up to £120 billion. Now, the government is telling us we should make £7 billion of cuts in education. We're saying, no, we will not have cuts, we will not have job losses, we will not have poor kids not being able to educate themselves, we will not have, you know, fire workers out of jobs, policemen out of jobs, all types of people out of jobs, we will not have this.
Similar protests were held in several other British cities as anger against the government's spending cuts continues. It's thought that the cuts will disproportionately affect the poor and hundreds of thousands will lose their jobs.
I think this far the government has shown in the last 10 years that if you do a march from A to B, you get nowhere. The government does not listen to you. The government only listens to you when you actually do a direct action, which is A, going to harm the profits of a company like Topshop, because this is Christmas, you know, shopping season. Admittedly, they're going to lose a lot of money from this. And that is a good thing because they're costing us money at the moment.
Topshop owner Philip Green admits using legal tax avoidance measures, but he maintains that he still pays tens of million pounds in tax each year and is a major employer. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.